everybody. So I'm back, as you can see. But I watched you. I watched Arno, and I think he did a good job. Or, yeah, very clear, good handwriting. Not too fast, just the same speed as I usually do. No? Okay, so we are discussing massive vector fields. He started with this already, but I will do a little repetition of the material that he already presented. Not too detailed, unless you have some questions, of course. So the Lagrangian is actually well known from the quantum field theory class. This is the Lagrangian that gives rise to the Broca equation. So it looks almost like electrodynamics, except you add a mass term. F mu nu is the field strength tensor of the vector field. Okay. And of course, this has no gauge symmetry. No? So with this term, there would be a gauge symmetry, and V mu would be a gauge field. You can transform it under a gauge transformation, and this thing would be invariant. But with this term, of course, there's no gauge symmetry. Okay. So this was the Lagrangian. And the equations of motion you can derive from Euler-Lagrange, from the Euler-Lagrange equations. I'm not going to repeat this here. I'm just quoting the Broca equation. So this would be equal zero. This would be Maxwell's equations. But with this extra mass term, you get something else. So there's an extra term. And that's the Broca equation. Okay. If you insert the definition of F mu nu, you can also write this in another form. So I'm skipping one step because you had this already on Tuesday. I think he derived this, no? I didn't check. Tuesday's lecture I couldn't check because it was only online Wednesday, and Wednesday I was in the plane, so I couldn't. Okay, but I think this you have seen this, no? This was already there. Okay, excellent. So now for the partition function, we also need the Hamiltonian, no? Hamilton density. Shouldn't say Hamiltonian, Hamilton density. And for that, you need to replace the time derivatives of the field in the Lagrangian by the canonically conjugate fields, no? Just like in good old mechanics, where you replace the time derivative of the coordinate, the velocity, by the momentum. Okay, so let's derive the canonically conjugate fields. Call this pi mu. Okay, by definition, this is the derivative of this Lagrangian with respect to the time derivative of v mu. No? So the time derivative I write with a dot now, just to save space. But this is, of course, d by dt v mu. No? Clear. Okay. No? Okay. Then you start to compute this. It's minus f 0 mu when you do the calculation. Or, yeah, then I introduce this notation as a row vector, because it